Dentistry is one of the most rewarding professions to pursue, says the Canadian Dental Association's website. And yet for thousands of foreign-trained dentists, it is a dream that will never be a reality for them in Canada. Centennial College's Bria John reports. An internationally trained dentist has two options before them. One, successfully complete a two-year qualifying program offered through a Canadian university, or two, complete the National Dental Examination Board's equivalency process, which is a series of five exams. Most dentists pursue both options simultaneously. This dentist from India, who doesn't want her name used, immigrated a year and a half ago with her husband. She says she chose Canada for a reason.
So I decided to move to North America. Canada looked like a great country with prospects, and they wanted more dentists and doctors as well. So I thought, okay, why not? And I've been here before, and I really like the country. Since I really like the country, I just looked into it, and there was the shortage list saying these are the professions or designations that Canada has a shortage of, and doctors, dentists, specialists. So when I did see dentists, I thought, okay, why not? Looks like a great country. It's a big country. So I definitely wanted to move and do more than what I was doing back home.
She knew it wasn't going to be easy to relicense. She found her marks from the first exam weren't high enough for a university program, and then she didn't pass the second direct licensing exam.
This year, the result was not as good as last year. Last year, the result was 36%. This year, it was only 22%. So they passed less number of students this year. So their check and their examining criteria was a little bit more difficult, more stringent this time.
Dr. Surinder Khurana runs Ontario Simulation Training Center in Mississauga, a practice school for foreign-trained dentists. After immigrating in 2003, Dr. Khurana completed his recertification in 2006 at the University of Western in Ontario. He opened the center in 2010, where he holds theory lectures and clinical practice sessions. He had this to say about the difference between domestically and internationally trained dentists and why he's in favor of the university route.
I would say it's good to join the university program. You learn many things which you don't know before. So if you jump into practice right after you clear the exams right away, then you might be lacking in some things, some technique-wise, and the knowledge of the system, you know. It really makes you more confident. It really helps you if you do 2 years program. So I'm really in favor of that. Mm-hmm. With few exceptions, like the dentists who had been practicing for 15, 20 years, and they're really good in skills. They had been upgrading themselves, you know.
While foreign-trained dentists are granted immigration into Canada on the basis of supply and demand, they must complete stringent, time-consuming, and expensive recertification processes to practice in Canada. Every foreign-trained dentist must register with the National Dental Examination Board and write the first exam, the Assessment of Fundamental Knowledge, an exam offered only once a year that costs $700. Subsequent exams cost anywhere between $1,000 to $5,000 each, not including the cost of materials. They also are only offered once a year. The reality for some foreign-trained dentists can be quite bleak.
Not everyone's successful. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't even say half are successful. Half of them easily change professions, go into different professions, do hygiene, go into business, or they move to another country. Mm-hmm. Only half of them end up successful, and out of half of them, some take years to be successful.
A Canadian-born student who's currently taking the exams finished his training in India. He says it's been hard coming home.
For me, I think the biggest challenge is the uncertainty, I guess. Like, for however long the whole process takes, you kind of don't know what your next step is going to be. But, like, all of your time is devoted to this process that you may or may not get out of anyway.
Out of the 10 Canadian universities that have dental schools, only 6 offer seats for internationally trained dentists, for a total of 80 seats across the country. Needless to say, competition is high. Both students felt that adding more university seats and increasing the frequency of exams throughout the year would ease most of the anxiety of the process. They do, however, think the process is fair and that it is easing up a little.
When we went for that seminar from Health Force Ontario, I liked the way that, or I liked the reasoning they gave for the whole process. Like, somebody asked them, how come, you know, we're all dentists, why do we have to go through this process here? And what they said was, the one of the main reasons is not everywhere in the world, even some places in the world don't even have a recertification process. For example, in India, there's no recertification process. So if all of the countries of the world had a unified or a standardized recertification process, then we wouldn't need one, because everybody's kind of judged on the same principles. I feel like it's a system that's slowly being worked on around.
It's slowly opening up because they're realizing that, you know, you can't be so hard up and closed with this licensing process, because there are so many people who are going bankrupt, spending so much trying to license. And these are people with a lot of experience who are really good, but are not able to break into the system. Mm-hmm. And for that, I would definitely say it's a fair process.
This has been Centennial College's Bria John reporting.